going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. As always, your host, Matty A. Today's episode is going to be a replay of a video that I just made and launched this week. So this is new relative content, and it's on a really important topic for anyone that wants to build wealth. This is something that will impact you. Whether you're an active real estate investor or not, this is something that will impact you. Whether you're an investor in general and you just care about your financial future and the stability of our economy, this will impact you. And I went ahead and made a video today on the death of all real estate investors and Biden's plan to crash the market. Now, it sounds a little drastic, but you're going to understand why the 1031 exchange is so important and historically has been so important, not just to investors, but to the economy as a whole. And I break all of that down in today's video, why you should care, and ultimately what could result if what Biden is proposing gets passed. So know that what you're going to hear here is also a video on YouTube on my channel. So if you want to watch that there, feel free to head over to my YouTube channel and check that out. For those of you who are new to the podcast, I just want to welcome you. We talk all things money, investing, and personal finance to help you on your wealth building journey, knowing that there are so many different paths and so many different angles to this game of money, disciplines and habits and mindsets, and of course, strategies, understanding all of these puzzle pieces of wealth building and how you can put them together is extremely important, hence why we try and have as many of those conversations each and every week here on the Millionaire Mindcast. So if that resonates with you, I invite you to subscribe to the podcast. If you enjoy any bit of the content, be sure to share it out with a friend, a family member. And if you could take 60 seconds to leave a review, it would mean the world to me. Don't forget to check out all of the links and resources we have at MillionaireMindcast.com available for you. If you're not on my text letter, that's where I do a lot of my early releases behind the scenes. For those who are on that list, you can subscribe to that by just texting the word notes to 844-447-1555. If you're an accredited investor and you want to know more about investments in passive opportunities like syndications and other investments that my team and I offer out, you can get on my deals list by texting the word deals to 844-447-1555. And again, don't forget to check out all the great stuff. We got a lot of resources, tools, freebies, and stuff for you at MillionaireMindcast.com. So with that being said, if you want to watch this on YouTube, you can check it out on YouTube. Without further ado, we'll dig into today's episode.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process. And in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Attention all real estate investors and anyone who cares about their financial future, there is a storm brewing that could change the real estate game forever, and it could literally be the end of real estate investing as we know it. Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Matty A, back on the channel bringing you another killer video, and today we're diving into the Biden administration's latest attack on 1031 exchanges, and specifically the five big catastrophes that would result in the economy if this happens, and really why this matters to you, whether you are a real estate investor or not. But before we dive in, make sure you hit that subscribe button and smash the notification bell so you never miss another video. And also, don't forget to check out all the amazing resources we have available for you guys down below. So before we jump in to what's actually going on, first, you need to understand what is a 1031 exchange and why is it so important to the real estate economy as a whole. I think we can all agree that real estate investing has proven to be a very powerful wealth-building vehicle to secure your financial future, and it's been something that many investors have used and leveraged for decades. And one of the main reasons why so many investors love real estate is because it comes with its fair share of tax advantages, in addition to many other benefits that make it a very appetizing asset class. And that's where 1031 exchanges, also known as a like-kind exchange, comes into play. So at its core, a 1031 exchange is a tax-deferred exchange of one investment property for another. So simply put, it basically just allows a real estate investor to sell a property and reinvest the proceeds or those gains into a new property without having to pay Uncle Sam capital gains tax on the sale. And basically, by deferring the payment of capital gains taxes, investors can keep more money in their pockets to reinvest into other properties, which as a result allows them to increase their purchasing power and build their real estate portfolio faster while bringing a significant amount of value back into the real estate economy as a whole. And while many may think, hey, 1031 exchanges just benefit real estate investors themselves, what they forget is that the process and vehicle of real estate investing also supports many jobs and small businesses, micro and macroeconomic growth throughout the country on a variety of levels, in addition to community development initiatives that serve and support many people as a result. But now, all of those benefits could be at risk. With the recent printing of trillions of dollars over the last few years and the reckless spending spree by the Biden administration, they now have a very looming and large debt problem on the horizon that they need to solve, and they need to solve fast. And historically, how does the government close the gap on debt? One way is taxing their way out of it and passing many of those problems onto its citizens. That's exactly what Joe Biden and his administration are proposing, turning their attention to real estate. With this last week, he just released his proposed 2024 budget, in which he pitched closing the loophole on 1031 exchanges, doing away with them, in an effort to eliminate those tax breaks for real estate investors and hopes to cut the country's budget deficits by nearly $3 trillion over the next decade. So why is this a bad thing, and why should you care whether you're a real estate investor or not? Let's break it down, because eliminating 1031 exchanges, in my opinion, is not the answer and could have far worse negative consequences for the real estate market and economy. First is reduced investment activity. 1031 exchanges incentivize real estate investors to buy and sell properties, which increases investment activity and liquidity in the real estate market. And that's great. But without like-kind exchanges, many real estate investors are going to be much less inclined to want to sell their properties. And as a result, that could lead to a shortage of homes for sale or for rent, which in turn is going to do what? It's going to drive up property values and rental rates, making things way more expensive. Less supply generally leads to inflated prices, which as a result from that will only make it more difficult for Americans to afford housing in a climate that already has a significant affordability housing crisis going on. In turn, this would also impact other industries that rely on real estate and the demand for those services, such as construction, home improvement, real estate services, and many other businesses that make their living off of a balanced real estate market. But if there are fewer homes for sale or for rent, there will be less likely demand for construction materials and services, as well as real estate agents, brokers, title companies, attorneys, property management companies. The list goes on and on. And if those opportunities begin to dwindle and disappear, well, so does the foundation and fabric of those businesses. Which leads to number three, 1031 exchanges going away overall has a negative impact on small businesses. Not only will it impact businesses directly in the real estate space, but many other businesses rely on 1031 exchanges to reinvest in new properties and upgrade their facilities as their companies grow. And by doing away with like-kind exchanges, it can make it much more difficult for small businesses to to access capital and equity in their companies and expand their operations, expand their staffs, expand their services. And with small businesses being the backbone of America, this could have a very large negative domino effect that goes far beyond just the real estate economy. As a result of hamstrung and struggling businesses, this leads to number four, reduced economic growth. Real estate investment and development activity is a significant contributor to the economy, supporting jobs and economic growth, right? And eliminating 1031 exchanges could not only reduce investment activity and demand, it would lead to slower economic growth and job creation, which in turn could have much larger impacts on the financial security of everyday Americans. And that leads us to the big number five, increased tax liability. Real estate investors who use 1031 exchanges to defer capital gains taxes on property sales would face a significantly increased tax liability if 1031 exchanges were eliminated. And this would reduce the amount of money available for reinvestment back into the economy, back into real estate, and the slowdown of growth and velocity of real estate activity altogether basically forces investors to seek out more advantageous vehicles that achieve their investment goals. And while I know the purpose of doing away with 1031 exchanges would be to do what? To generate more taxes and to close that debt gap, it may actually do the opposite long term. What many people forget is that there are a lot of taxes and fees that are associated with the buying and selling of real estate. And doing away with 1031 exchanges will only reduce the velocity and the investment activity and slow down the real estate market as a whole, which long term could actually result in less taxes being collected over time, only creating a short-term fix for a much larger problem in the big picture. Overall, this is going to be a really bad thing for investors and the economy as a whole, even though I think many people think doing away with 1031 exchanges, collecting more tax dollars is going to solve the problem. And ultimately, it isn't. I believe real estate investing as we know it will be dead and gone forever if 1031 exchanges are to go away. Now, that said, there's still some hope. Any final version of tax legislation is subject to negotiation and compromise in Congress. There has to be a meeting of the minds. And this is something that will impact both sides of the aisle. And it's uncertain whether these proposals will go through or not. But the fact is that it's being brought up again, and it's going to be brought up again. And eventually, when things are brought up over and over again and are on the chopping block, sometimes the sword may fall, and it may be in a very dangerous way that impacts us in ways that many people aren't thinking about. And so I believe that even though this is one of the main ways they intend to close the debt gap, this isn't a good sign for investors in the real estate economy as a whole. So we will see how this plays out. What do you think? Is this the beginning of the end for 1031 exchanges, or will this get shot down again? I am very curious to see what many of you, active real estate investors and individuals in the wealth building space, think about this. Let me know your thoughts down in the comment section. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, and don't forget to head over to millionairemindcast.com for all kinds of great tools and resources for investors and entrepreneurs to help you on your march to a million and beyond. Until next video, thanks for watching. Cheers, my friends.